deserve of this real knowledge. Like this here. Talk to him. Give him some. Skin to skin. Bones to clones. Never leave your mind.
Welcome, welcome, friends, family, and disgruntled listeners to the 30th edition of To the Maroon, a show about everything and nothing. And merry holidays. We're still in that season, so yeah, there you go. I am your host, Danny, a.k.a. Captain Maroon, and I will be joined in a minute by my co-host, Sean, also known by his rap name, Mr. Flashy, a.k.a. King Shingle. And in today's pod, Sean is completely delirious. Get him on this one. Spot him, got him. I get him this time by talking about my horrific dating life, because there's a lot of ammo there. But this particular shell that I use today is really my worst first date ever. Yeah, it's not even close. And, you know, this is basically a dating pod because I describe my worst first date ever in great detail. And then we get a surprise visit by my demonic ex-girlfriend. Yeah. Sort of hijacks the end of the pod there, as she often does. And with that, let's go on a journey, my fellow Maroons. Philosopher, start us on a high note.
West Coast back in the fold, bringing the fire like that center in the window. Sooner or later, gotta acknowledge this game. OG balance with that Minecraft thing. Hood to hood connections all across the globe. Putting these vibes back where they belong. Been better since I stepped onto the scene. Kind of lyrics make your mama wanna sing. Unlock these doors, let me in. It's a philosopher with the gift of being. Musical tracks beginning to the end. California.
A lot of things are happening, Sean. You can't stop it anymore. You've tried enough.
You've tried your damnedest.
Yeah, you're not going to get in the way anymore of the success of this podcast. As you're eating soup or whatever.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter? Okay. Just straight peanut butter?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Is that like a single guy thing or?
It's a loneliness thing.
Well, because I have done it myself. You have no bread or jelly and you're looking at it and you're like, what if I just ate it as is?
Yeah.
And you eat a little bit and you're like, wow, this is actually pretty good as a dessert. No. Yeah. So I've been there. And then, yeah, it was definitely rock bottom, at least at the time.
You got to start recording now. We're getting into the good shit here.
Well, the thing is that eating peanut butter now, looking back, that was my ceiling. Through the lips and past the gums. Watch out, liver. Yeah. Anyway, moving on. Here's the
thing. I don't know what the point of that was, but
if you're going to tell the story,
whatever.
Tell it right. I'm going to tell you the full details of that horrible date. So, and I don't care.
This is the not safe for work version. There we go.
Oh yeah. No, this is the, not only this is why I'm single, but this is why I probably won't pursue story. And there's a collection of them. But this seems to be my you know, my running theme, if you will, is horrible dating stories. And someone says, well, maybe you have bad luck. And I saw a short recently, and it was a shark, and he's swimming by, and he has scars everywhere. He looks fucked up. He's the gnarliest shark I've ever seen. Somehow this shark is alive, but you can tell it's been through some shit.
It's been through some shit, yeah.
And so someone said, wow, you're so lucky. And then the tagline is the luck, and it's the shark swimming by as it looks just war-torn. Like, it just looks like it just, every day of its life, it's been scrapping. Just cuts everywhere. Yeah, so that's now me. I'm the shark with dating. So
my back hurts. I'm laughing too much. It's so mangled. It's someone says you're lucky, shark. But,
yeah. Yeah. Wow, you're so lucky. And then the luck is, it's not like you were just Mr. Magoo walking through a burning building and somehow you came out the exit unscathed, as Mr. Magoo does. No, it is every single battle ripped out a chunk of your flesh and just, you look like Scar from Lion King, but not just his eye, it's just your entire body is just ripped asunder. So, yeah. And yeah, so this is the tale of the horrific first date that you're alluding to, because holy crap, dude. This chick, she swore, first of all, she was a food connoisseur. She swore she was a food connoisseur. And
fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And what happened is, she said, you know what's really good here is the whole chicken. I said, we should just get the whole chicken. We'll just split it. Not get, you know, a couple of wings. Let's just get the whole chicken. I'm like, all right, sure. You said you've been here before. Mm. Let's get the whole chicken. She says, yeah, let's, which is, by the way, a lot of food. But I'm like, okay, whatever. Let's get the whole chicken. Don't want to be, you know, rude. Don't want to be like, no, that's too much food, right? That's, I'm not going to pay for that. Gets the whole chicken. The waiter is like, so yeah, you want the whole chicken? Okay, sure, no problem. She goes, so is that white meat only? And he goes, it's a whole chicken. What? What are you?
Why?
Huh? It, even me, who is not the sharpest bulb in the shed, as they say. I'm looking at the waiter like, I'm trying to mouth that I'm sorry. Because, yeah. You know, I can tell he's very confused. Oh, I should say, the reason why I'm mouthing I'm sorry is not just because of the whole meat, dark meat comment. It was also to backtrack. Before this, she also ordered wine, and she swore, again, she's a food connoisseur, and she knows her wine. She ordered a Chardonnay or something. I really know wines. She ordered something, and then she said, oh, I didn't like it. Then the guy says, okay, well, let me, what do you like? She goes, oh, I like white wine. He goes, okay. He brings her out something. Which, yeah. By the way, Chardonnay, I think, is a anyway, brings out something. No. I have no, seriously, I have no idea. Brings out something. She tries it. She goes, ah, I don't like it. He goes, you know what? Okay. you didn't like this? I know something you'll really like. Brings out something that's like really special, apparently. Mm-hmm. Brings her out that. She tries, this is now the third different drink she has tried. Tries a sip of that, and he goes, okay, so what'd you think? She goes, didn't like it. It's like, what are you, a fucking wine snob? Is this a winery? This is just like a restaurant in the city. And this chick is treating it like, you know, this is Sonoma County. You know, she's getting the finest wine. It's like, dude, just pick a wine, girl. This is ridiculous. So they're different wine. And then she's looking for a salad. And then the guy's like, oh, this one has shrimp in it. And she goes, oh, well, I like prawns. And the guy goes, well, this is shrimp. She goes, well, isn't that like the same thing? And I'm just like, I think at this point, it was either this or the turkey. It was either this point or the
whole chicken.
It was either at this point or the whole chicken that I was just like, dude, oh my God. I just mouthed to the waiter. I'm so sorry. Like this chick is a mess. Like this, a food connoisseur doesn't know the difference between shrimp and prawn. Does not know the difference. And
has been there before, apparently.
Apparently has been there before. And is ordering whole chickens, not knowing that, like, apparently in her world, there's grown chickens that are just all white meat. Just this magical chicken that's all white meat.
And a lab-grown chicken.
Yeah. And, you know, again, doesn't know, like, what kind of wine she likes. And it's just like, oh, my God, this is ridiculous. And so then we go to a bar. And then she's like, okay, let's go to this bar that I know. Like, you know, it's close by to where I live. I'm like, all right, sure. And then we end up meeting some friends that she knows. And I thought, like, it was kind of just going to end there, right? We end up like bar hopping to like six different spots to the point where I was like in the city. Again, this is San Francisco downtown. We bar hopped to so many different spots that I kind of forgot where my car was parked. Like I was like, oh crap. Oh, like I know. Cause again, I was parked near her house and I'm like, I don't know where my car is, but like, I was like, we've walked so much now and like drank so much. Like this is effing ridiculous. Oh, and by the way, at some point she took me to a random ass, like one of these bars that we're bar hopping at. She took me to where there was like tables that like some people were getting up and dancing on, and she felt the need to dance. And I was just so embarrassed because it was not like attractive at all. It was like the worst kind of fucking day. I was like, all right, like if you're going to get up and make a display, it's like, you better know what you're doing. It was just like, she was just kind of like, you know, it was like, all right, you don't, I know for anyone that's listening, that's all audio. This is not comical at all, but just imagine someone who is basically like doing the Trump dance, but sped up. It's almost like kind of what she was doing. The Trump dance, but just like times three. And she was just kind of like doing that.
She was the one who invented the Trump dance, I think. Right. And you didn't see it.
Right.
You decided to overlook that quality because, you know, now you're in pain. Now you're saying, oh man, the one who got away.
The one who got away. So this girl is taking me to bar after bar after bar. Again, I got lost with where my car was. She's dancing on top of tables, like ridiculously looking, by the way. And again, this is the first date. Like this is not my decision. My plan was to go to the restaurant, and then there was a movie that we went to after that. And then that was it. Afterwards, I was like, all right, like, you know, it's been fun. Like, after the whole restaurant experience of her not knowing what she wanted, I'm like, I'm good. And then she was like, let's go to a bar. I'm like, you know what? It's been let's have a drink. And of course you're being stupid too. Like, oh, maybe this will go somewhere. You know, like you're being a fucking maroon.
You're like, maybe I'll get, you know, yeah, this will, maybe this will turn to an exciting night.
Yeah.
Dude, worst mistake. After, again, all the bar hopping and the horrible dancing and the not knowing what she wanted for food, then she, we're getting in an Uber. And we're, I'm like, you know what? If we just go back to where your place is, because I parked near your house, if we just go near there, then I know I'll like be able to see the street. I'm like, okay, there it is, right? So we punch in the address, and the Uber driver at one point, he takes a wrong way. Like he takes not a wrong way, he just takes like his map tells him to
an alternate way.
And talks, yeah, an alternate way.
Yeah.
And this girl like freaks out. She's like, whoa, where are you going? Where are you going? He's, oh, I'm, you know, like, yeah, the map's just adjusting and blah, blah, blah. There's traffic or something. Alternate way, like you said. And she's like, no, no, like this, you know, I know, you know, the way to my place and this isn't normal, yada, yada. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. I'm like, all right, like, please just don't make a big thing about this. Oh, she continued. She's like, no, you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're trying to do something. You're trying to get us to charge more money, right? Like you're doing something shady here.
Goes,
oh, no, no. He goes, I swear. She goes, you know what? I want to change the address, actually. I want to change it to, I think this guy parked, you know, like it was like a couple blocks away. I want to change it now to this address. And the guy, understandably, was like, I can't change the address. Like, you can't change it mid-ride. He's like, I can't do it. You want me to pull over? And she was like, no, I know where I'm going. Just go to the address that we put in, and I'll just tell you when to take a left. He's like, I can't do that. And I'm like, he's right. You can't just be telling. It's not like a taxi. You can't just be telling them where to go. And she's like, don't tell me what to do. And like, I know what I'm doing, and I've done this before. I've been around here, and I don't know where this guy's going. And I'm like, all right, like, look, this is getting way complicated. How about this? Just, you know, cancel the ride and then start it over, and we'll put in the new address, right? If you're just trying to get to somewhere else. And the guy goes, okay, let's just do that, right? So we pull over, puts in a new address. And when that happens at this point, because, you know, it's like 2 a.m., right? I don't know if you've gotten an Uber or a Lyft at that late, but the fees go up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done it many a time.
Fees, yeah, it's like three times the fee of what it usually is. Yeah.
Exactly, because they know that's when all the bars close, right? That's when all the drunks are somewhere.
Capitalism, baby. Free market. Right. Yeah,
exactly. And I experienced this when I traveled in Vancouver like, the wrong way, where like I was trying to get, like, I had a flight, like, at, you know, it was like 6 a.m., and I was trying to get an Uber there, and I will send at 2 a.m. Like you said, the price is skyrocketed. And then I waited like 90 minutes, which was kind of risky, but I knew it would drop, and it sure enough, it did. But anyway, apparently my date did not know that the prices shot up, right, around 2 a.m.
Yeah.
So the guy pulls over as requested, wants a new address, puts it in, and the price now is way higher than what it was before, even though it's basically around the same area. And she's like, whoa, 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 what is all this? Now, I knew it. She goes, I knew you were trying to pull a fast one on us. Like, this is what I was talking about. He took us to a wrong way on purpose, and now he's charging more money. And I'm like, no, 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 no. Like, no, no. I'm like, the price is going, and he explained, right? Actually, he started. He was like, no, the price went up because it's 2 a.m. and you changed the address. Mm-hmm. And right, he's explaining this. And I'm like, he's right. Right. I'm trying to like kind of de-escalate, but also like logically, he is right. At 2 a.m., the prices went up. You change the address, which you can't do, right? On an Uber, you can't treat it like a taxi, all these things. This girl, who again, on a first date, is arguing with the Uber driver and me. And now she's going, wait, okay, so now
the
you're
patriarchy.
Taking the patriarchy, right? She's going, yeah, the patriarchy. And she's going, now you're taking his side, huh? Like, we're on a date. Like, you should be taking my side. You should be on my side right now. And I was like, but you're wrong. Like, I'm not, and I was like, and I don't know you. Like, this is crazy. Like, you're arguing with a driver who's just going through an app and it's just telling, you know what I mean? Like, you could see the price for yourself on his phone, who's on the dashboard, and on your phone. I was like, this is nuts. And like, eventually after all this shit, ended up finding my car. Right. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? Let me walk you to your house. Right. After all this, like, this has been a crazy night, but okay. Make sure you get home. Gets home. And I'm like thinking, okay, we've all this drinking, all this craziness, this girl's wild. Right. Like, okay, maybe this is going to go somewhere. Right. Like, I'm at her place. Mm-hmm. Things. But again, it's been a fucking really weird night. So I'm like, you know what? I don't really give a shit. Either way at this point.
Yeah.
But this girl goes, I'm at like her place now. And she goes, so, you know, I'd invite you in, but you know, I'm not that type of girl. I'm like, but you
were. Yeah.
You were dancing on tables. You took me to 6 bars. You like, we were making out.
Getting into fights with fucking Uber drivers.
Yeah. We made out before the argument with the Uber driver, by the way. Yeah, this was, but like, yeah.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But even but still.
Maybe you should have taken her side then. Yeah. You should have said, yeah, you're trying to overcharge this fucking asshole. We're out of here.
I know, right? I know. But it was the principal. He was right. He was right. I was like, yeah, it's triple because, you know, it's fucking 2 a.m. and you're demanding a route change. Anyway, that was like the weirdest fucking first date ever, dude. That was so fucking bizarre. That really, I was like, all right, is this what I'm in store for now?
And for people listening, Danny is now engaged to this one. So just to let you know.
And for people listening, this is my bride-to-be. Come out, Cheryl.
Hello. Me, my cowbells.
So,
we thought that Danny.
Cheryl, when is...
Go ahead. Of course, the patriarchy has to interrupt and go first. Go ahead. Go ahead.
When's the wedding, Cheryl?
Well, the wedding's in July, of course.
If you had to like call yourself something, or what are you, or who are you, if you had to describe yourself?
Well, I hate to throw around the word power couple, but I'm going to use it because it's very apropos. We're kind of a power couple. I'm going to call them. I mean, I'm obviously Mrs. Maroon, and I'm very flattered. You should have seen the way he proposed. Oh my God.
Tell me about it.
I don't know if you've ever been to the Great Arctic, but it's quite, it's quite a scene. And so,
it's a scene.
My beautiful Danny riding a couple of baby seals came on.
Baby seals? They're baby seals. She's riding them.
A couple of baby, almost like floaties.
They're struggling to keep them afloat.
It wasn't pretty. After a couple of baby seals died, he got to the shore And out of his mouth was a wedding ring. And you should have seen it, Sean. It was the most beautiful ring I've ever seen. It was mountains of ice, the size of the Himalayas. I'd put it on now, but I don't want to blind the camera. And so he said, please, please take me to be. He said, I fell in love with you after the fact that you didn't know what a shrimp was. He said, I just knew. The second you had that glare in the Uber driver eye, I knew you had the zeal for life and the zest to be my bride and the mother of my children.
So when you said, hey, I'm not that kind of girl, it almost made him want you more.
You know me, Sean. I was just playing hard to get.
You know me so well. You were playing hard to get.
I just wanted that whole chicken. I was getting real fat and sassy from that whole chicken.
But I mean, you really are a goddess. I gotta say.
Thank you. You know, there's a thing between confidence and cockiness. I'll just take that as a compliment. Thank you.
And the reason I knew you and Danny were going to be such a match is because your gal pal said so. And they know everything.
Well, first of all, big shout out to my gal pals.
Let's get this. Yeah, big shout out to my gal pals. Let's get this out of the way. Let's check the box.
I don't know if I gotta. Anyway, Sally, Pamela, Brianna, all of you. Brianna, you're my gal pals for life. You know I wouldn't trade you for nothing. Especially this worthless piece of shit I'm about to marry. It's nothing to me.
It's nothing to me. He proposed it in the Great Arctic to me and killed baby seals to do it. But he's nothing to you.
He means Jack Diddley. Because he didn't do it by helicopter. I requested by helicopter. He became by baby seal. Sean, there's quite a big difference between a helicopter, an Apache helicopter, and a baby seal. Wouldn't you say?
I would.
Finally, someone takes my side besides the gal pals. So, I just want to announce on national television, this is why I'm divorcing this idiot.
You're divorcing him? Oh my God! You proposed! You're going to get married and you're divorcing him! Because he didn't have an Apache helicopter to propose to you, but you said yes. But now you've considered it and you said, you know what? It's not good enough for your God.
I said an Apache helicopter top of Switzerland. He gave me baby seals in the Arctic. It was a big swing and a miss. Big swing. big swinging of us. I'd serve better. Me and my gal pals have convened, and we agreed I deserve better. The council of gal pals and I, we've agreed the demonic girlfriend and the gal pals.
All right, well, get the fuck out of here. I'm sick of talking to you.
This bit has gone on long enough.
Brianna is an amazing gal pal. Maybe one of the best of the best. But she did kind of convince my demonic ex-girlfriend to unaccept my proposal by Baby Seal because I couldn't get the Apache helicopter she requested. And Brianna was apparently having none of it, even though I'm not even proposing to Brianna. So maybe in the end, she was just a little jealous. Just a tinge jealous of me and the demonic ex-girlfriend. Or maybe it's really Brianna that I'm in love with. Maybe love was there all along. Or maybe she also doesn't know the difference between a prawn and a shrimp and a baby seal. And maybe she also argues with Uber drivers. Thanks again for listening on our journey to the Maroon. Nah. Who's gonna cry? Does anybody say goodbye? Does anybody ride? Who's gonna funk with me down the way? 100 bar episode by your boy the train. AKA the philosopher, building back the tracks, back to back to back. Believe that. Yeah. Yeah. He gave it to me, so I'ma give it back. Yeah. He gave it to me, and I'ma give it back. Believe that.
Think I'm sick of talking to you.
Yeah, so. No, I've hit my cap too.